Tyrion. "I do not sleep as I did when I was younger," Grandmaester Pycelle told him, by way of apology for the dawn meeting. "I would sooner be up, though the world be dark, than lie restless abed, fretting on tasks undone," he said, though his heavy-lidded eyes made him look half asleep as he said it. In the airy chambers beneath the rookery, his girl served them boiled eggs, stewed plums, and porridge, while Pycelle served the pontifications. "In these sad times, when so many hunger, I think it only fitting to keep my table spare." "Commendable," Tyrion admitted, breaking a large brown egg that reminded him unduly of the Grand Maester's bald, spotted head. "I take a different view. If there is food, I eat it, in case there's none on the morrow." He smiled. "Tell me, are your ravens early risers as well?" Pycelle stroked the snowy beard that flowed down his chest. "To be sure. Shall I send for quill and ink after we have eaten?" "No need." Tyrion laid the letters on the table beside his porridge, twin parchments tightly rolled and sealed with wax at both ends. "Send your girl away, so we can talk." "Leave us, child," Pycelle commanded. The serving girl hurried from the room. "These letters now.